So I've been using Svelte and Zapier for around 3 months, and I want to compare it to my experience using other frameworks. So the last 3 years or so, I've been mostly doing React and TypeScript. And although React has gotten a lot nicer to write with the React hooks, you can take classes, you can take functions, functional components, and then you can extend them with state-like functionality. You still have to write frameworky code like set state, and you get this function, and you get this initial value. With Svelte, you don't have to bother with any of that. You actually don't have to write as much code. You can work with, you know, let variables, export variables, and not have to worry about writing these framework-specific hooks to change the state. Now, Svelte also has this thing called Zapier, so I've made a video series on Zapier on my YouTube channel and using Google Cloud backend. So Zapier is good if you want to do things like server-side rendering, where you want to return initial markup from the DOM that is determined from the server, and then it is then updated on the client side of JavaScript or hydration. So for example, nice use cases for that is that if you want to have persistence logic, you can have something like express session, which returns a session to the client end, and of course Zapier middleware will then populate a session store on the client. So that's useful for stuff that you don't want to store on, say, local storage for persistence. So for example, maybe some people don't like to have stored tokens. You can do that with server-side rendering, and you expose that data from the server side. So I actually started working on a little front-end app. Some people would call it a startup, but it's just a front-end, and it's called mentorcb.com. And I want to invite you, my listener, to come on, is to come and see the process of this Svelte app being developed. Even if you're not interested in the topic of the website, basically it's allowing you to link to mentors and mentees. But don't worry about that. What I'm doing is on the Discord server. I'll link to the Discord server in the show notes. You can join there and see my process as I develop this application. So this is an application that I'm putting on Netlify, and originally I started working on with Zapier because I wanted to have server-side rendering features. But then I quickly realized that on Netlify, it's going to be more complicated than it was worth to continue down the Zapier road, because of course Zapier, you can export a static site, but it just doesn't make it nice to code in a sort of like user authentication mode. So what I've done is I've actually converted it over to pure Svelte, and using things like the Svelte router library, which you don't actually need to use that Svelte router library if you're using pure Zapier, because that has router functionality. But anyway, I want to invite you guys to this Discord server to see my tech updates on how the process works. So I'm writing this app with Svelte, and I'm using Netlify functions, and I'm using the FaunaDB backend, GraphQL. So it's a very new, fresh learning experience for me. And even if the site doesn't work out, which I kind of think it will work out, because I think it's quite an interesting topic to help the world share knowledge. And I will make a full episode on why I'm making this little website in my other podcast, Influencers Cafe. So anyway, how do you get started in Svelte? So basically, you go to svelte.dev, I believe, and you can work through the REPL or REPL examples and tutorial on the site, and it will give you a very quick flavor of Svelte. And writing Svelte applications is actually very nice experience. You know, it's not as much as it is nice to write, you know, stateful, you know, apps with React using the hooks. Svelte, it just seems it's more lightweight even than that. So for my pet projects, I'm really enjoying it. Of course, companies that want to build big projects that will take 6 months, 12 months, it remains to be seen if it's a good idea to use Svelte for that, as the community is still, you know, growing, and not many companies are willing to take that risk. Personally, I would take that risk if I had enough money to make a startup. I'd probably just go all in and make it in Svelte. But I understand that a lot of companies out there that are looking around for technologies might not want to jump on the freezing edge stuff that Svelte offers. So one of the nice things about Svelte is that the code that you write in it is very close to what you'd write for vanilla JavaScript, except of course you're not writing the DOM manipulation stuff that you always right when you're making vanilla JavaScript apps. So as you know, well, maybe you know, I have some repos on my repositories, like, you know, github /quantum-information/solar-popup, and I also have a npm library called vanilla-typescript. Back in the day when I was trying to get away from frameworks, and what I ended up seeing was that I was making things that were pretty much going to look like frameworks in the end. So Svelte has stepped up to the plate and fulfilled that gap. But the business logic that you're writing in Svelte is in vanilla JavaScript. You're putting your mind ideas onto code versus writing all the extra fluff that you have to write for other frameworks, other codes, like, you know, for React and TypeScript, and you're writing all this extra code to get the program to do what you want versus getting what your mind wants the application to do. Also, you should check out one of my videos comparing Redux and Svelte stores and how less boilerplate it is in certain situations. Not saying Redux doesn't have its place. Redux does have its place for certain things, and for example, time travel and apps. So that is a very big advantage of Svelte, and you should definitely at least try it once. So why am I not using Slack? Why am I using Discord for this community? Well, for one thing, Discord is free and free for all messages. There's not a 10,000 limit cap on the amount of messages you can write before you can paste. And also you can assign roles and sort of gamify things in Discord. Originally it was meant for gaming communities, but pretty much all the stuff that I use it for is for building tech communities. I have the TensorFlow Discord there, I have Visual Studio Code Discord there, which I've created. They have around 2,000 members in total, and I've got another one I made for Portion Lawyers. So Discord takes quite a lot of my time, but I do find that a very efficient means of fostering communities and getting self-pollination within communities, or, you know, buzz that's generated. And that's why I'm using Discord. It's not some gamer's system, whatever. So let's just talk a little bit about Netlify. So Netlify is a really cool startup that's received millions of pounds of funding, and they have probably the easiest way to deploy static or single page applications that I've seen. You basically create a site in Netlify, and then you download the repo, and it automatically hooks up with your GitHub and then pulls branches in and creates all the CDNs and SSL certificates on the go without used to having to spend and think about it a lot of time. And they have developed ways to look at your particular code that you're using, like for example React or Svelte and so and so, and build it in a certain way that you would normally do it, so it takes even some of that load off of you. Plus they have this whole authentication layer, which means I don't have to worry about creating a user management system. They have about 1,000 users for free, which is quite generous. If I have 1,000 users on my website, then I probably will be able to afford to pay site. And then I'm also looking at how to use it with FaunaDB, which is a nice little service, and that uses GraphQL, and it has a relational integrity. I'll probably do a podcast on FaunaDB at some point. And also the Svelte community on their own Discord server is very helpful. And there is so much buzz. And for Svelte, I started a Svelte meetup also in Vienna. And there's, in the last 2 weeks or 2 or 3 weeks, there's been like 5 or 10 meetups in Svelte pop up around the world. And there's even a Svelte jobs website now. So if you're interested, check out the Svelte jobs website. Now, it's not a mature market yet if you're wanting to just learn Svelte for the sake of getting a job. Personally, I'm not learning Svelte because I want to get a job in Svelte. I'm learning Svelte because I want to build stuff with it personally, want to make startups, that kind of stuff. But there are jobs out there. There are appearing more jobs. There's even normal React-y type jobs or JavaScript jobs are listing Svelte in the list with, you know, Angular, React, Svelte. And this is a good time to get in early now. And I will be, you know, supporting the community with more videos on YouTube, and I have some other things on the works. And of course this Discord server which I'm making, which will support Mentor CV. So yeah, I have this YouTube channel. I made some in-depth videos on Svelte and Google Cloud. I'm also making videos on the Svelte compiler. So going in depth to the what generates from the Svelte compiler from very simple states. So for example, I start off a hello world Svelte application, then a hello world with variables, then reactive stuff, and it sort of builds up from there. It's also an excellent YouTube channel you should check by, it's called Svelte Master, and it has lots of videos there as well, very helpful, and very atomic simple topics as well. So good to watch Svelte Master videos as well as do the examples on the repo. The REPL, also on the Svelte.dev site. So anyway, that was another episode on Learn With Us with just me talking. And as you can see, the episode lengths are very short, but it's just the way I don't need to talk any longer than I need to talk. And I've said what I need to say. And so thank you for joining me, my listener. And we'll soon have some more interviews lined up. And of course, the odd just me listening to the sound of my own voice episodes like this. I'm sure you like those too. So thank you, and we'll see you again shortly. Bye-bye.